There is an obsession in Austin, in the state press corps, that is equal to any Trump derangement syndrome for our ag commissioner, Sid Miller. And like Trump, Sid's an outsized personality, doesn't always think before he talks, and does things to bait him. I don't think Sid's actually baiting them. I think he just, you know, he don't worry about it anymore, and it's been kind of messy. But if you need evidence this is true, the so-called fake fact checkers who get as much more wrong than they get right at the stupid Austin American Statesman's PolitiFact and all that and PolitiFact.com wasted investigative time in a long two-page story on this. I kid you not. And this shows how demented their obsession is with Sid Miller. Here's that on, is this photo of a Silver Star recipient or someone else? Question mark. And a post shared to his Facebook page. Oh, my God. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller highlighted the actions of National Guard Sergeant Lee Ann Hester, the first female soldier to receive the Silver Star Medal since World War II. Hester received the award in 2005 for her role in, quote, thwarting an Iraqi insurgent ambush, end quote, where she and a handful of other Guard soldiers fought off more than 30 insurgents armed with assault rifles, machine guns, and rocket-propelled grenades after the force attacked a supply convoy southeast of Baghdad, end quote, according to the reliable New York Times. The citation for her award stated that she killed three people in the anti-Iraqi forces ambush. Miller's post, Sid Miller, our ag commissioner. See, he put this up there. What the? Who would go pick on this? Miller's post includes text copied from an article about Hester published by Military Times. It also includes a photo of a woman in a military uniform with mud splattered across the side of her face. Text across the top of the image includes the name Leanne Hester and a description of her actions. It reads, ambushed in Salman Pak, Iraq, killed three enemy combatants in close quarter battle, awarded a Silver Star. Here's your obsession. The only problem, the woman in the photograph Miller shared is not Hester. Who gives a damn? It wasn't like it was an official communique of the Ag Department. It's something he put up on his Facebook page. Who the hell cares? He's still honoring Leanne Hester. Oh, and by the way, if you get into this, turns out, I mean, a lot of people have misused these anyway. Todd Smith, I know Todd, spokesman for Miller, said several veterans who follow Miller on Facebook asked him to share the image with the Texas followers. Don't we all do that? People send these deals, we just share. It's a good message. We share it. We don't know the veracity of all that detail. The information was accurate, Todd said, but it appears the photo was of a different person. We wouldn't have any way to know that. Bingo! We were just trying to honor a brave, courageous member of our armed forces who did something extraordinary. That's why we posted it. So they go on to write a whole other page of stuff. Hester was profiled by multiple news outlets after receiving the Silver Star, blah, blah, blah. Google image search shows this image, blah, blah, blah. Smith pointed out the fact that General GQ magazine article included the image, also discussed Hester and her experiences. Someone could certainly make the same mistake. Of course, who cares? Hey, they go on for paragraph after paragraph, and then they're ruling. Miller shared an image of his Facebook page that he said was of a Silver Star. Oh, he didn't say it. The Post said it. Was of a Silver Star recipient, Sergeant Leanne Hester, but the image he shared was actually a photo of Lieutenant Tina Turner. Ooh, Tina Turner. Not that one. Different one. Who served the 4th Brigade Combat Team, 101st Airborne. We rate this image false. Can you see them just tearing the papers up and gnashing their teeth? In the newsroom, Matt Sid Miller. If you've ever needed an example of what an obsessed bunch of kooks these people are down there in the damn Statesman and other media outlets in Texas, how obsessed they are to take the time to do a bunch of research and write a story about a Facebook post that properly credits the right person with the bravery and all that, and just whatever image was moving around was the wrong image. I mean, that's it, folks. In a sane world, any editor would say, no, you're not going to work on that story. My God, how stupid. But down there, oh, Sid Miller, oh boy, Sid Miller, he posts this stuff like Trump does. We got to get it. What utter morons. What utter morons. And again, remember my phrase. My phrase was important. Robert, if some Democrat did that, well, first of all, I would never look at it because I don't go look at everybody's stuff on Facebook. I only look at my timeline that I promote the show with, and I don't go look at even the homepage that says everybody else's stuff. I see that, what, maybe a dozen times a year. Point is, no, I would say it ain't worth time. I leave big stories on the table every day. I can't get to them. It didn't rise to worth anybody's time. And I made a comment about it wasn't even an official communique. Okay, if the guy put out something on official state stuff, yeah, it needs to be correct. It might warrant a simple mention, not a PolitiFact investigation and ruling. You might point it out and let them correct it. Best way to do that is call them up and say, are you sure that's the right person? Let them fix it. But no, they're so obsessed with Sid Miller, they had to write this big major piece over. Folks, that is disgusting. But it is exemplary. It is iconic of what's gone wrong with these deals. They act that's as crazy as the crap you see at the Texas Signal, which is a bunch of, you know, Obama organization or whatever funded, Soros funded leftists trying to be a media outlet, where everything they write on there for the most part is, I mean, it's such blatant hackery in spending that most even professional PR people who do it for the toughest clients would be embarrassed of it. That's how the mainstream press acts today, and they wonder why all their press outlets are bleeding readers, bleeding viewers, having all this trouble. Oh my God. How many people buy advertisements on the Democrat National Committee or the Republican National Committee's website's press release page? You know, at some point, advertisers don't want to buy stuff when they know that all they're buying is the press release page of a political organization. Sure, some big supporters might. We see that. But come on. Fire the break off or I'll keep talking about it forever. I just think that is just one of the most perfect examples of how out of whack all this stuff is. And they don't see it. They don't see their own demented nature.
Now a man once declared a registered dead conservative by Rush Limbaugh. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Hey, I got another bit of just that thing with Sid Miller is over the top. It's the stupidest yet I've ever seen them do. Think of the man hours it took to do it. They do all this research. These are long. It's just dumber than hell. Whoever's running these newsrooms, if they even have bosses or editors anymore, must just be the same children. They don't have any. What a clue. Oh, anyway. I was just in the break. I was saying, it's like in Lubbock. Let's take this liberal lefty councilwoman that's announced for re-election, Latrell Joy in Lubbock. It'd be like her putting a Facebook piece out celebrating, telling everybody, hey, it's coming up, Lubbock's famous, you know, long-running Santa land, and uses a stock photo that looks at night with a lit-up big Christmas tree with much stuff going on behind it, and it wasn't the actual Santa land Christmas tree. Told everything right, use that, and then the local media said, look, at Latrell Joy. Oh, we don't like her. You know what KFYO News would do if Robert Snyder or something? He came back from vacation and found out they had dedicated the whole newsroom to doing an investigative deal and run stories all the information was right about Santa Land, but that wasn't the real Santa Land in the picture. That city councilwoman, he'd probably fire them. I would. What a waste of time. That's how stupid that whole story is, folks. It's not a little blurb. It's in their PolitiFact thing that goes national and got four pages of stuff. They're crazy.